Lecture 14, From Claremont to Jerusalem.
In this lecture, I plan to give a description of the First Crusade, the actual expedition on which all of those princes departed in the last lecture. And going through the narrative of the First Crusade is really quite important because it will explain a great deal of what we've been studying and also explain why the Crusaders felt this absolute conviction that God had given them victory and they were entitled to set up the so-called Crusader states, that is, westernized kingdoms in the Levant, a region very often known later on as Outre-mer, that is, the land overseas, that is a French term for it, as well as explaining why relations between the Crusaders and the Byzantine Emperor Alexis I deteriorated, and that was the first step that eventually led to the sack of Constantinople in 1204 by members of the Fourth Crusade. Well, in the last lecture, I had been discussing the various motives that led Western Europeans to embrace the cross, and I had discussed the followers of Peter the Hermit and Walter Sansevier and other types of popular preachers that were available in the Rhineland, and this group had departed in violation to the rules laid down by Urban II months in advance of that date of August 15th, 1096. This so-called People's Crusade, and some historians have claimed it was simply the first wave of crusaders, and it came in several groups. There wasn't just a single People's Crusade. Walter's group actually preceded Peter's group by a couple of weeks, usually, and then there were smaller contingents along the way. And in many ways, this People's Crusade resembled very much the types of pilgrimages that Byzantines had seen for 125 years. But this People's Crusade moved down the Danube into Hungary. Some of the crusaders got out of hand in their plundering. The Hungarian king had to take measures. There was fighting. They arrived in imperial territory well in advance. There was all sorts of looting. There were attacks on Byzantine subjects. Alexis I had to police them. He sent in specially trained mercenaries, Pechenek cavalry and Cumin cavalry, that is Turkish horse archers, who very often kept the crusaders on the straight and narrow. The crusaders had a tendency to wander off and plunder towns and churches, and the looting and the destruction that went along the way had major repercussions for the Byzantine Empire. It drew attention to imperial weakness. It made subject Bulgarians, Serbians, Polish heretics restive. There was always the danger that a crusade could spark a rebellion in the imperial heartland in the Balkans. So Alexis was also very concerned that this force that started to arrive before his capital wasn't going to prove very valuable militarily. While there were knights in the ranks of this People's Crusade, most of the crusaders were not trained soldiers. And what he did, quite understandably, was prohibit their entrance into Constantinople. You don't want a huge force running around and even aggravating the situation. So he shipped members of the People's Crusade across to Asia Minor to a port called Kybotos in Greek, Shiveto in the Frankish sources. It's on the shores of the Sea of Marmara. And there, in a base camp, he advised Peter and the other members of the People's Crusade to await the main force, that is, the armies of the princes that he knew were on the way. This advice was ignored, and the People's Crusaders got into several battles with the Turks. It climaxed with an attempt of this outfit to take the city of Nicaea, which was immediately to the south of Shiveto, the seat of the First Ecumenical Council. It overlooks Lake Ascanius, and it's on a prime Byzantine military highway. It's the modern city of Isnik today, in which the crusaders would move south and then cut east along the imperial highway systems, skirting the western and eastern ridge of the Great Anatolian Plateau. They had several options of where to go next, but that was the route that they were planning to take to get to Antioch and then ultimately to Jerusalem. The force was annihilated in its efforts. It climaxed in a destruction on October 21, 1096, where they were just cut to pieces by disciplined Turkish cavalry. Well, there are a couple of consequences of this defeat. First, Alexis was blamed.